So whether on the line at General Motors or in a cubicle anywhere around the United States, Americans, economists will tell you, are good workers by and large, especially over the last two decades, where the productivity of the American worker nearly tripled, growing at an annual rate of about 3% by the beginning of this century, and that's continued. This productivity has been widely touted as an economic miracle. Getting more from the same workers at about the same wages for longer seems to elude the European economies with their lower work weeks, generous leave and retirement policies. But the casualty of all this American productivity, it's been...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's do lunch.
We don't do lunch anymore in America, and we got the conversation started with you online at thetakeaway.org. On our Facebook page, James Elworth writes, I work in the computer security management field, and I eat while working, as lunch is just a waste of time for me. Hackers, he says, never seem to eat lunch. So, Justin Jones-Fosu, good morning.
Good morning.
We can't do lunch, I'm figuring, right, based on your research?
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's actually a trend that's actually become the norm, at least with salaried office workers. Just to give you a quick idea how things have changed, a 1996 survey by Steelcase found that 55% of office workers engaged in other activities besides eating during lunch. Now, let's take that to now. In Huffington Post survey you mentioned, well, 60% of workers taking short lunch breaks and 25% not leaving their desks at all. So it's very alarming, and it's more of a trend than we know.
And it's unlikely that I'm going to be able to do lunch with Justin Jones-Fosu, leadership trainer, host of WEAA Baltimore's Listen Up program. He's on the line there from Baltimore. Now, Connie Thanasoulis Saraccio, I gather we can have lunch, maybe.
You absolutely can have lunch. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why you should have lunch. The most obvious one is that you need to recharge your batteries, and you're going to be more productive overall. Your eye-hand coordination is going to be better. Your ability to learn is going to be better. But from a career perspective, it's crucial for networking. You know, 85% of the jobs out there are gotten through networking. And if you're not building relationships, if you're not grabbing lunch with some regularity, meeting new people, building those relationships, you know, that's going to be cut significantly. You also might be indicating to your supervisors that you're too insecure in your own abilities to take lunch. I mean, your focus should be on doing a great job, not on whether lunch looks bad if you take it.
Insecurity. What have you heard about me, Connie? Anything?
Well, a lot of people will feel that, you know, people are skipping vacations because they don't want to look as if, you know, they want to look as if they're indispensable.
No, and we've talked about that in this program. Connie Thanasoulis Saraccio is a career expert with Vault.com. You actually were a former staffing manager for Merrill Lynch and Citigroup. That must have been challenging over the last few years.
Yeah, I mean, you know, on the professional side, we would hire about 15,000 people a year. On the campus side, we'd hire about 1,200 people a year. Some people just, you know, there are different types of work environments. You know, the sales and trading folks rarely took lunch because things were happening so fast in the market.
Let's talk about that for a moment. Justin Jones-Fosu, productivity is good. Not taking lunch is better for companies. It's better for workers. And, you know, it sometimes just seems like a whole just ball of wax to go out and find a table and, you know, boom, like 2 hours go by. You're tired when you get back to the office.
Yeah. I mean, the interesting thing is that you wouldn't know what would be driving lunches. But actually, Society of Human Resource Management, they actually found only 12% of people surveyed work through lunch because of pressure from upper management. Rather, 52% of participants admitted that self-imposed pressure was the main reason.
They're doing it on their own. So, yeah. Connie, you talk about you need to network when you go to lunch. It's really, really good to do that. It upgrades your career. That sounds like a lot of work to me. That doesn't sound like a fun lunch.
Networking is work, you know, but like I said, 85% of the jobs come through networking. It's certainly going to help you in a pinch when things aren't going well. But if you never take lunch and then all of a sudden you have a job interview and you take lunch, I mean, it's going to be the strangest thing in the world. You know, 25% of all the companies out there have a formal productivity strategy. That's almost, you know, a quarter of them. And another 20% are developing one. So you're absolutely more productive if you're getting a break. Now, people.
All right, let's unpack that for a second. I mean, what evidence is there that if you go out and look at the sidewalk rather than your cubicle, that you actually do come back recharged?
Well, have you, you know, there's no direct, I mean, I can't point to anything directly, but people don't do what's good for them. A walk is the, a 20-minute walk is the number one reason why you can maintain your health and improve it overall. People don't do it. But it's really, really important for your health. It's really important for your to feel fresh, to think of things with good perspective.
Again, people have to
realize you have to focus on doing a great job, innovative job. You have to focus on results, not on whether or not a boss thinks you look weaker because you're taking lunch.
All right, Connie Thanasoulis Seracchio, career expert with Vault.com, former staffing manager for Merrill Lynch and Citigroup. I mean, walking for 20 minutes, Justin Jones, Fasu. Sounds a lot like, you know, drink more water, you know, that sort of thing. It's intuitively good, but is it really something that's going to improve worker morale? And does worker morale increase productivity before we go?
Yeah, I think one of the quick things about worker morale is once you're meeting with other people, you're networking, you're building relationships, that type of break, that mental stimulation is very, very helpful to your career.
All right, so talk to people. Don't just stay in the cubicle by yourself. Have lunches at least with other people, even if you don't leave the office. That's our work segment for today. Justin Jones, Fasu, leadership trainer, host of WEAA Baltimore's Listen Up program. Connie Thanasoulis Seracchio, career expert with Vault.com. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And we're looking for you to weigh in on this. Tell us if you take a lunch break, you can text the word take to 69866 and we'll send the question to you. Standard message rates could apply. And you can weigh in on anything at any time.
This is Hector, phoning from New York. I've decided when the weather is nice, I forego a lunch break per se. And since I pack my own lunch, I'd rather just use that time and split it up between two constitutionals. Keeps me civilized, allows me to enjoy the good weather and breathe real air.
I'm going to grab a bag, put a sandwich in it, and go look for Hector.
There you go. There you go. You might be able to find him if you look at Foursquare. I'm Celeste Headley.
I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.